Hello, welcome to Astrology Alchemy. I'm Sheila Belanger, your host for this podcast. Alchemy is defined as a seemingly magical process of transformation. Spiritual alchemy is the process of pursuing the gold of your true nature by transmuting the unrefined, limiting parts of yourself. In this podcast, I'll offer you inspiring insights from current astrology cycles that support your path of turning your personal lead into gold. More resources are available at the website
ontheedgesofchange.com.
Hello and welcome to the podcast for the week of May 23rd. I'm your host and guide, Sheila Belanger. We have some powerful energy of renewal this week when Mars goes into Aries, which I'll speak about in a moment. It's very much take me as I am, but with awareness and growth, and honor yourself and go forward with the work you know you have to do. A phrase from this week's poem: over and over we break open. And it honors, we've been through so much, individually and collectively, we're still going through so much. The horror of the murder by white supremacists in Buffalo. The continual climate collapse. The political nonsense. All the ways that we're isolating and scared still with COVID. So much suffering. And yet, we have blessings this week of relighting our fire, relighting our hearth fire. And many of the planetary archetypes are in very strong harmony. So it's like, okay, amidst everything, come back to center. Come back to your own inner fire and your own inner belief of where you want to expand and where you want to go, not just for yourself, but on behalf of the world and all the immense initiatory changes we're in right now. We begin on Monday, May 23rd. Mercury retrograde is sextile Mars at 29 degrees of Taurus Pisces. A sextile means the planets are about 60 degrees away from each other in the heavens and symbolizes a harmonious journey with each other. Remember, Mercury is still retrograde until June 3rd, and it's been retrograde, started out retrograde in Gemini and is now back in Taurus. A retrograde cycle for a planet invites a review, a slowing down, a timeout. Very important because Mercury is the archetype of the communicator, the storyteller. Has so much to do with data information, how we think, how we communicate. Retrograde means slow down, people. It's going differently. Mercury started out retrograde in Gemini, which is a sign of diversity and curiosity and new ideas. But now it seemingly is going backwards into the sign of Taurus. Taurus is a very grounded earth sign. And basically this Mercury retrograde cycle until June 3rd is saying, great ideas, great, yeah, let's go try this new way of thinking. But let's ground it first. Let's review it and ground it first. And Mars, the warrior, warrioress, advocate. Very strong week with Mars, lots of energy going on about taking action. It's the sacred yang energy, however you identify with your own experience of that yang dynamic, assertive energy. And Mars is at the very end of Pisces on Monday, which is a water sign of fluidity and sensitivity and compassion. And here at the very end of Mars, traveling through Pisces before the next day, it moves into Aries and starts a brand new cycle. It has this harmonious relationship with the communicator who's reviewing things. And this is a beautiful energy that starts the week to say, okay, Mars takes 2 years to go through the whole all 12 zodiac signs. So we're finishing up a 2-year cycle. And here at the end, you're reviewing Mercury. What's really true for me in my body, Taurus, grounded? What do I want to spend my life on? What's worth taking action on? And particularly with Mars at the very end of Pisces with this, compassion, intuition, dreams, visions, and having a communication with yourself to recognize you don't need to take action on your unconscious, wounded, unmetabolized trauma material. It's there for all of us. But can you really listen to yourself and find grounded Taurus ways to heal yourself? Because over and over we break open. Over and over we're cracked open into deeper mysteries and the suffering of the world so that we can build our compassion for all beings. So here we begin this week with that. And then on Tuesday, May 24th, Mars leaves Pisces and enters Aries, its power sign. And Aries is a fire sign of dynamic, assertive, let's go, people. One of my colleagues calls Aries ready, fire, aim, because that's what happens. Let's just go. And it will be in Aries until July 6th, and it brings a vitality, a fiery advocate, movement, take action, energy, which is way overdue because we have been stagnating. And necessarily, we've been in this deep inner review process with all the hellacious things happening in our outer world and all the instability in these initiation times. It's not that that's going to change, but you may find yourself astrologically sensitive to Mars and Aries and saying, okay, by golly, I am ready to rekindle that inner hearth fire. I am ready to go forward in new directions. But keeping in mind, Mercury is still retrograde until June 3rd. So yes, go forward, but also be reviewing. Okay. And then on Wednesday, May 25th, still Mercury retrograde is trining Pluto, also retrograde, at 28 degrees of Taurus and Capricorn. As I always say, if the degree measurements don't make sense to you, don't worry about them. Just listen to the archetypal energies and relate to that. Many of my listeners know their astrology chart and they'll take the degree measurements and put it in their chart to understand more specifically how they can work with the archetypes. But you don't need that to line up on their dance card and just be with them. So again, Mercury retrograde. In Taurus, there's this review of ideas and thinking and communication, getting grounded, getting really stable, what's worth it, what's worth thinking about, speaking about. And a trine means there's about 120 degrees between Mercury and Pluto. And Pluto is the transformer. This is a very harmonious connection. The deep systemic change agent, Pluto. Pluto is in Capricorn. Has been in Capricorn since 2008, and Capricorn is the sign of institutions, government, structures, basic, like, how are we going to do this? And it has been an ongoing dismemberment of our old way of doing systems, of doing rules, of doing order, and necessarily so. And now we're in the very deepest transformation of our government system, of the United States, as a country, as we are having all of our basement Pluto issues rise up and say, this is part of who we are. The hatred, the white supremacy, the incredible disproportion of economic situations, disproportions with healthcare support, all these things. Pluto is saying, look at this. Look at this systemic changes, systemic wounds, systemic broken open, not to blame and not to be caught in polarization, but rather to say, get real, lance the wound. How are you going to resurrect? Because Pluto is also a resurrection energy. How are you going to resurrect your inner and outer structures so they're in alignment and they're true? And they are empowering for you and for all beings. It's a very, very deep time. And the harmony of Mercury trining Pluto this week says you have the resources. You can get a hold of inner and outer resources, Taurus, of stability. It doesn't have to be things like money or objects, but the inner resources of groundedness and stability to say, okay, I'm leaning in to the changes I need to make for my own systemic transformation, and then what I could offer to the world in these tumultuous times, which doesn't mean sacrifice or overgiving. Your loving presence, a gentle smile to somebody unexpectedly in a day can be an amazing offering from your groundedness, from your heart. Because as Angelus Arian would say, we all come from the Scar Clan. We all have wounds. We all have suffering. We all are constantly breaking open right now. And yet we have the power to renew ourselves and to go forward just as we are, just as we are, which is the gift of Aries, as Mars is now in Aries. And then on Thursday, May 26th, Venus squares Pluto in the very late evening in the Pacific time zone. For others, it's on Friday, May 27th. And Venus squares Pluto at 28 degrees of Aries Capricorn. Now, Venus is the beloved, the relational one, the one that taps us into our values and our care. It's a magnetic yin energy, very much about what we care about, what's of importance to us. She's at the very end of Aries. And so she's with this fire energy like Mars. And it's this ability that we've been working with since she moved into Aries. On May 3rd, of the last few weeks, of really maybe a feistiness in your own heart about your relationships, about values, about what you're spending your life energy on. Is it worth it? And I got to be me. But being aware, hopefully, that it's not a narcissistic, offensive, I don't care about anybody else. But it's Venus and Aries saying, I've got to be true to myself. I've got to love myself as I am, accepting me as I am in my uniqueness, in my wildness, in my nonconformity. And from that place of deep renewal of self-love, I can be more available in an authentic way and in a courageous way to love others and to love the world. Now, the square means there's some tension between these archetypes. So remember, Pluto's the transformer. The tension when planets are in Aries and Capricorn is Aries just wants to go and be true to itself. It's like, I don't want to think about it. I just want to go. Capricorn says, whoa, time out. We have to be methodical. We have to be integrous. We've got to have a game plan. We've got to be responsible. And so the tension, and particularly because Venus is here, you may find it especially some tension this week in your relationships where there's structure, responsibilities. We're doing deep changes, you know, in our core relationships or a relationship with ourselves. And yet another part of us says, but I just want to get on with it. I just want to go. I just want to be true to myself and honor that tension. Both are necessary. Be conscious and say, is there a both and? Can I be true to myself and yet still lean into the deep changes that need to happen inside myself or in my family or in my core relationships? And finally, on Sunday, May 29th, Mars is conjunct or with Jupiter at 3 degrees of Aries. Now, this is a kick-ass cycle, my friends. Okay, we're talking about Mars, the advocate, the warriors, the active yawn. I'm in Aries. Come on, let's go, baby. And I'm hooked up with Jupiter, the great big expanded character in us. Okay, Jupiter is the teacher, the mentor, the expanded one. It says, I want to learn, I want to grow. Those two come together and it's like, woo, let's seed. Where am I going? Let's go for it. Let's do it. Make things happen. Okay, it's a very dynamic, strong time. So be aware of that. Catch that wave. Find out, what is it I'm really drawn to? But again, keeping in mind, Mercury is still retrograde, but be aware of what's building in you, what fire is coming up in your being that you want to go forward with. How do you want to learn more, grow more? How do you want to be more true to yourself? How do you want to stop deeply and fiercely the old constricting patterns that are keeping you limited and also are limiting others? Fiery courage, go for it. Okay, balanced with everything else that I've been sharing that's happening this week. It's a big energy. I think you're going to feel it. And watch out in our world, because the unconscious and wounded side of Mars and Jupiter is aggressive, violent self-righteousness. And we have more than enough of that. So try not to get caught unconscious with that. Try to really be more with your courage and your strength and your forwardness. Aries has an energy about being wild again, undomesticated, raw. Just do it. Okay. And Chani Nicholas has a wonderful affirmation for this week that goes along with this. Here's her affirmation. I cast the spells that unlock my creativity. I go back to my wild roots. I tap into the part of my humanity that existed before ownership, before divisions, before the hallucinations of human superiority, so I might remember the power available to me through interconnectivity. Beautiful energy. Aries, be true to yourself. Go for it with the Jupiter conjunction with Mars. And have the courage to shine your heart. And the courage to reach out and support others. The poem for this week, The Way It Is by Rosemary Wattola Traumer. Over and over we break open. We break and we break and we open. For a while we try to fix the vessel, as if to be broken is bad, as if with glue and tape and a steady hand we might bring things to perfect again, as if they were ever perfect, as if to be broken is not also perfect, as if to be open is not the path toward joy. The vase that's been shattered and cracked will never hold water. Eventually it will leak, and at some point, perhaps, we decide that we're done with picking our flowers anyway and no longer need a place to contain them. We watch them grow just as wildflowers do, unfenced, unmanaged, blossoming only when they're ready, and my God, how beautiful they are amidst the mounting pile of shards. Light your heart fire, hearth fire this week, dear ones. Trust your journey.
You have been listening to the Astrology Alchemy Podcast with your host, Sheila Belanger. More resources are available at the website,
theedgesofchange.com.
For listening, bless your alchemical journey to embrace the gold of your true nature.